Welcome to Retire Strong Radio with Eric Scoggins from ETS Wealth Management. Building a strong financial future takes a trusted team. And at ETS Wealth Management, Eric and his team work together to provide comprehensive strategies designed to help you retire with confidence. Each week, we'll explore key topics in retirement planning, investing, and protecting what you've worked so hard to build. Now let's get started with Retire Strong Radio. Welcome to Retire Strong Radio with our host, Eric Scoggins. I am your co-host, Jacqueline Gladhill, and I'm excited to be here. We are resurrecting Retire Strong Radio, and we are happy to do so. I cannot wait to join Eric on this. And Eric, you've done this in the past, and we are bringing it back and bringing it better than ever. And previously, you did this with your co-host, Tony Shore, but now I have the pleasure of joining you, and I couldn't be more excited to do so. So how are you today, Eric?
Oh, I'm outstanding. I'm so excited that we're rebooting this and resurrecting it, as you said. And I actually feel like I got an upgrade from Tony. So I'm so happy to have you as my co-host. Looking forward to getting this thing going and educating the community and just having a good time in the process.
Yeah, absolutely. And we are going to have fun doing it. We're smiling. We're having a good time. And we are going to be doing this on video soon. So to let our listeners know that there will be a YouTube page set up pretty soon where you can watch us as well. And so we're excited about doing that and getting all the logistics figured out to do that. But this episode is going to be mostly just bringing back your company and your firm and, you know, ETS Wealth Management and what they do and what you offer. And so to begin, how long have you been in the industry, Eric?
So I'm going to date myself here, but I started this business with Prudential back in 1991. So I've been around for a long time. But that's how I cut my teeth with old Mother Prude. Back in the day, it's a great company to work with, to get started. I had a wonderful mentor there that helped me kind of get into the business. And just a great place to cut your teeth and to be trained the right way in the business.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, is that how you got started, or how did you get started in the financial world?
Yeah, that was actually it, Jacqueline. So basically at the time I had a girlfriend whose father worked for Prudential. And, you know, it's been said that, you know, a lot of times for a lot of advisors that I've met that will say, you know what, I didn't find this business. The business found me. And that's kind of my story as well. So as I mentioned, I've been dating a young lady for a short period of time, and her dad worked at Prudential. And he said, you know what, Eric, you got a great work ethic. I think you would do fantastic in this business. And he actually opened the door for me and it brought me under his wing and mentored me in the business. And I'm forever grateful for him.
Yeah. And are you still with that girl or no?
No.
Well, I mean, that sounds like a great inspiration.
That would be an added bonus to that, right? If I can say that initial relationship with my mentor that continued on, but you know, Not so. So I'm married to a wonderful woman, Melissa, who's actually partners in my business here. And we've been together going on 20 years now.
Wow. So that comes with an extra, you know, ring for her, right? Or something.
Absolutely. 100%.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, Eric, before we kind of continue about your firm, do you have anything you want to share about, you know, your personal life or family or anything like that?
Well, I mean, we got an awesome family. So right now I've got a bonus daughter. She's 25 years old and she's actually, an esthetician, super strong work ethic. I'm so proud of her. She's actually just now, as we speak, breaking out on her own and leaving her existing, place that she works at now. And she's put a lease on her own little building. And so this is happening like as we speak. So I'm super excited for her. My Melissa, my wife, we have a daughter together, Mackenzie, and Mackenzie's off to college. She's a freshman year at, Georgia College and State University. And of course, she's, just, you know, finding her way there, right? It's a whole new chapter for her, and she's in a sorority there, and she seems like she's having a great time and just trying to figure college life out right now.
Yeah. So are you guys, empty nesters now, huh?
Yeah, you say that. I've heard people say that before. And I say, you know what? Yeah, ever since Mackenzie was 14 years old, I felt like I was the empty nester, because even we home, she wasn't home, right? Okay. And even in a room. So, but yeah, so we're true empty nesters at this point. So we just, it's Melissa, myself, and we've got two fur babies. We got Max. He's the son I never had. He's a boxer, brindle boxer. He's usually in here with me. And then we also have Lulu, which is that's Melissa's dog. And the other fur baby, and she's a black golden doodle. So she's
wow. Yeah. Well,
they're best of friends. They get along famously.
Yes. And I did see Max in the background. So, I mean, we'll have to have him join a show sometime.
Oh, absolutely. He's a good co-host as well.
Well, that sounds great, Eric. And just to kind of jump back into, you know, your work and the company, what made you start your own firm? I mean, you talked about your mentor and the way that you got into the business, but why do you enjoy what you do?
So, ended up leaving Prudential. Like I said, Prudential is a great place to start. Prudential is not the end all be all. Prudential had great training. They had great products. But at that time, I was considered what's called a captive advisor, meaning that I could only offer our clients Prudential solutions. And so by leaving Prudential and going out on my own, becoming independent, it just really opened up the world in terms of the tools and strategies that we could bring to the table to help our client family basically accomplish their objectives and provide the best solutions that's out in the financial world versus just being able to offer Prudential as a solution.
Yeah, absolutely. And Eric, as far as why you do what you do, I mean, could you explain a little bit more on that?
Oh, absolutely. So if I could, let me just kind of share a brief story that kind of, I think, really answer that question, as well as I want to share a proud papa moment that I recently had with one of our staff, who is now our newest advisor, Nellie, when I asked her what her why was. Why do you want to become an advisor? So as far as my personal story goes, so when I was 6 years old, I remember waking up in the back of a police car, scared and confused.
Wow.
My siblings and I didn't do anything. So, but my siblings and I soon found out that our parents were divorcing. So the many years that followed, without having a good father in my life to guide, teach, and love me, had a very profound impact on my life. Especially since his life was cut short by a point blank gunshot. You see, in this life, it's not what happens to us that define who we become, but it's how we respond to those circumstances. So my mom, having an absentee dad caused me to vow to be the exact opposite kind of a father. My mom, she's always had a phenomenal work ethic. She told my siblings and I that, look, y'all are smart. You can do anything you want in this life as long as you pursue it with passion and focus much more on making a positive impact on people versus making simply an income. So that is really kind of the foundation on why we do what we do here. We want to make positive impacts on the life of people that are brought in our path, across our path. It's really, really rewarding to have, a prospect possibly come into the office. You can see the stress and the nervousness on their face as they come in, that the weight they're carrying, not knowing if they're going to be okay or not. But once they go through the process, and our process, and we have a very comprehensive process that we take people through to make sure that they can plan well for a happy and worry-free retirement. So when they come in, they're stressed and they're concerned and they're worried, but to be able to make that impact on them when they leave, and you see once they've gone through the process and we've built them that comprehensive plan, just the weight of the world that comes off of their shoulders and they're leading, to be able to make positive impacts in the lives of others, that it's that life-changing. I mean, it's extremely humbling, and it's just a great mission that we pursue here at EQS Wealth Management.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. I mean, the field that you're in and the way that you operate, it sounds like, is about that relationship. And it's about more than just finances or just money. It's about creating that and having, you know, that relationship and goals and keeping the rewards in mind for your clients. And I really appreciate that.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's not about the money. I mean, honestly, we've been extremely blessed over the years, and it's really about, you know, changing lives for the better. And we have had the opportunity to build just wonderful relationships with our client family members. And I don't say that lightly. You know, when we bring on clients, I mean, we are very open about our faith. You know, if I'm talking to a client and they're going through a situation where prayer is needed or wanted, but we take a time to pray for them right there with the phone. So it goes a lot further than just, you know, the financial part of this. It's we call those client family members now, because we treat each other like family in the office. And that spirit just, you know, naturally, you know, transcends to how we treat our client family members as well.
Yeah. And you briefly just touched base on it, but I want to know more about your team at ETS. I mean, you seem very, very proud of them. And so tell us a little bit about your team structure and what makes your firm different from other firms that people may run into out here.
Yeah, that is a great question. And that is so true. I'm so proud and so blessed to work with there's 9 amazing team members here that show up every single day with smiles on their faces, with a goal of actually putting smiles on other people's faces. So we have absolutely 0 weak links in our firm. You know, when you have annual reviews with your team and you say, hey, what would motivate you to leave?
Mm-hmm.
They sit there and they ponder and they say, nothing. Yeah. I mean, maybe if I won the lottery, but then I'd get bored and then I'd come back. Right. So we're just so blessed. I say it, you know, it's said a lot out there, but it's so true. You know, teamwork makes a dream work. Mm-hmm. Right. We couldn't do a tenth. I couldn't do a tenth of what I do for the firm without an amazing team that's behind me. So, you know, my role these days is more of the CEO role. I'm focused on the vision of the company, growing the company, working with the team. We got 5 phenomenal advisors. And I talked to her a little earlier about a proud papa moment I wanted to share with you. So Nellie, she is our CEO of First Impressions. She's the first smiling face that you see coming through the door. And she one day came to me. She said, hey, I want to annual review that, you know, hey, Eric, I think I want to become an advisor. And I was like, well, that's great. I said, but why? Why do you want to become an advisor? You're great at what you do. She basically our new business specialist as well. She goes, you know, honestly, my why is when I see people come into the office, because she's the one that greets them, and they're sitting down, she can see the stress on their faces. You know, I mentioned this earlier, but she says once they go through the process and they leave and I see that weight of the world off of their shoulders, and she goes, I want to have that kind of impact on people. And I said, Nellie, you cannot have a better why as to why you would want to become an advisor. So she actually is our newest advisor. She just passed her securities license, or Series 65, probably about 2 weeks ago. So she is actually in training right now to become that next advisor, next superstar advisor here at ETS Wealth Management.
Well, congratulations, Nellie. Hopefully she's listening, and that's huge. And it sounds like, I mean, the way that you operate your firm and your company, it's so family oriented. And I mean, can I come work for you?
Actually, we're looking for the 10th person right now, because we got to find somebody to come in and take old Nellie's role. So, hey, send us a resume. We'll check you out.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I mean, I definitely will. I'm all for it. And
hey, always be open to new opportunities, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Eric, I love talking about this. And so to continue this conversation, I mean, what is the purpose of you doing the podcast?
So, you know, the podcast, I think it's a great way to reach more people out there who need education, right? I've always said that, you know, when it comes to successful retirement income planning, it all begins with education. And Nelson Mandela was once quoted saying that education is the most powerful weapon that you can use to change the world. So it's our hope that we can have a broader reach to educate our community at large by using these podcasts to help them in the areas that they're concerned about, they're worried about, help them get a game plan on creating a solid retirement income plan. So to protect their investments, to make sure they have the right estate planning documents in place, to make sure that they've got a game plan for protecting themselves against long-term care, protecting themselves from market volatility, just making sure they have a game plan that all the bases are covered. So really it comes down to educating the community and just trying to serve as many people as we can as we continue to work throughout the community and have to make introductions with new people out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And Eric, you have mentioned it to me too, that you want to answer your clients' questions. And I know a lot of your clients have the same questions that may arise. And so being able to answer those on the podcast, you know, allows for a greater reach about those difficult questions. You know, there's a lot of things happening right now. We have Fed rates, we have a government shutdown, we have so many things that clients and listeners are probably really worried about. And so being able that we can touch on those bases and, you know, give a brief overview of what to be concerned about or maybe not, you know, and so sure, having the listeners all come together and really realize that in one way is why we're doing the podcast.
100%. And, you know, there's a lot of places out there. I mean, it's information overload in the world these days. There's a lot of places that people can go to get information. I think I know people ask me, you know, hey, Eric, what makes ETS Wealth Management, what makes y'all different from all the other financial firms I might run into out there? I mean, there's a lot, but I can share a few with you right now. I think first and foremost, we are not transactional advisors. We're transformational advisors. So we specialize in taking people from hope so to know so when it comes to their peace of mind and retirement security. And Jacqueline, that's real transformation there.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that.
Another one I would say is that we've talked about this already, but we truly, truly believe that relationships, they are the foundation of our success.
Yeah.
I mean, it's actually on our office wall right out here. We have a wall sign that says the quality of our lives is determined by the quality of our relationships. When relationships thrive, everything else follows. So it's all about those relationships. Okay. And of course, I think another big one is family. Family culture is really, really key for us. You know, we treat each other like family in the office here. And we talked about that earlier, but that spirit naturally extends to our clients. And I promise people that they'll feel that as soon as they walk through our doors, they can feel that family culture. We really believe that here at our office.
Yeah.
A couple others real quick. I think would be, we have a legacy of trust and service. We have been a part of this community for decades, and the trust that our clients placed in us, I mean, it means the world to us. It means everything. They've shared over 130 5-star Google reviews, which is both humbling and just a great reminder of the phenomenal relationships that we just continue to build year after year after year. And the final one, and we'll end with that one, but is I think it's probably that we take a holistic approach, right? We help individuals and families address and cover all the financial bases. We don't just build portfolios like a lot of big banks and brokerages do. We make sure that people have, you know, a solid retirement income plan. We make sure they have a game plan to outpace inflation and grow their income over time. Obviously, it involves you know, proactive tax planning as well as having the proper estate planning documents in place to make sure that, of course, all the bases are covered as well when they're building that plan. So it's not just building a portfolio. It's just not just throwing darts. It's about understanding their goals, their objectives, their concerns. What is their retirement vision, right? We want to make sure that we can help them accomplish that. I've written a book. Actually, the second edition has just come out called Retire Stronger, Your Guide to a Happy and Worry-Free Retirement. And one of my favorite chapters is actually chapter 13. And that actually has to do with, you know, people spend their entire working lifetime, entire career with a plan and a game plan for the money, right? You know, they're saving money, they're investing money, but very, very, very few people think far enough out about a game plan for their time, which is obviously the most valuable asset. So if you don't have a game plan for your time, how are you going to invest your time or spend your time in retirement that still brings meaning and purpose and value to your life, like maybe your job did? Unfortunately, a lot of people wind up very bored very quickly and maybe back to work because they didn't map out how they're going to, they were in time, living in time poverty all through their working career. Now they got time abundant. So how can I continue to use the time that the good Lord's given me to continue to invest into other people and to do things that bring me joy and bring me value? But that's important. So again, taking a holistic approach is very key. And so those are just a few things that I think that set us apart from a lot of the other financial firms that people will run into out there.
Yeah. I love that, Eric. And I know we are kind of running out of time here, but you touched base on it a little bit about upcoming topics that we're going to be talking about. So what are some things that you're excited to talk about? Like maybe your top five.
Yeah. So I think one of the big ones that we should start talking about is just, the importance of creating a written holistic plan, right? You got builders have plans, armies have plans. You got to have a plan for what you're going to do with your money and how to allocate that money to help you to protect against big losses in the market. We're going to talk about how to deal with market volatility, managing risk, maximizing your Social Security. Obviously, we'll be talking about investing, taxes and retirement, and just so much more. So we've got a lot of stuff planned to share and educate and teach on these upcoming podcasts in the future. But looking forward to diving into it with you, Jackman, and just sharing as much information as we can that will help point people in the right direction, give them peace of mind and confidence that, they're going to be okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And have fun while doing it, right?
100%. The goal is to put smiles on people's faces and keep them there.
Yes. Well, Eric, can you tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you? Because you offer a no charge, no obligation consultation. So how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah. So they can either go to our website and contact with it, get in contact with us there. That's etswealth.com. That's etswealth.com. Or they can simply call our office at 770-904-1978. Again, that's 770-904-1978. And just mention that you heard us on the podcast and you'd like to take advantage of that complimentary consultation. I just like to call it a very, very relaxed and comfortable, just to get to know you, to find out what we can do to add value to your life.
Absolutely. Well, I love that. And you have a lot going on right now. You are also working on another book, right? And some things happening. So briefly tell our listeners a little teaser about those things.
Yeah. So right now, the book is we haven't even started that, but we are going to start working on it. It's going to be co-authored by myself, our lead advisor, George Nichols, and also Nellie is going to have a part in that book as well. We just finished an article for Fortune Magazine, so that should be coming out, I think, in the December, January edition. So we're excited about that as well. And just continue to, we do a lot of educational events in the community, and we do a lot with our client family. We just finished up with about 175 clients and their kids and their grandkids at our ETS Financial Family Fun Night at the, we have a minor league baseball team here for the Atlanta Braves called the Stripers. And so we do that one every year. And we're planning for about five different client bring your friend events next year that are going to be fun and impactful where we get to spend more time with our client family members outside the office.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a blast. And hopefully I will get down to come see you eventually and join one of those fun events. But Eric, this has been a blast. And for our viewers and listeners, look forward to the YouTube page. But right now you can find Retire Strong Radio on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, and Amazon Music. And tune in every week. We'll have a new episode. And stay tuned for when the YouTube page goes live.
Yeah, and I'll just mention one other thing, Jack, if I could. Also, we also have just recently created something called the Retirement Done Right Guide as well. So if someone has interest and would like to receive that free resource, company resource, we'd love to share that with you as well. So just call the office, you know, shoot us an email, let us know, and we'll be happy to get that to you as well.
Sounds great. Well, Eric, thank you for having me on the podcast, and I will see you next week. And that does it for this episode of Retire Strong Radio with our host, Eric Scoggins.
Thank you, Jacqueline.
Thank you for listening to Retire Strong Radio with Eric Scoggins from ETS Wealth Management. To learn more about how Eric and his team can help you create a confident retirement strategy, visit etswealth.com or give us a call at 770-904-1978. Be sure to tune in next week for more insights to help you plan, invest, and retire strong. Insurance products and services are offered through ETS Wealth Management, and Eric Scoggins are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. This content is for informational purposes only and should not be used to make any financial decisions. Exclusive rights to this material belongs to Luzon Media. Unauthorized use of the material is prohibited.